for government to do things, government needs money. And the Judge Dennis Davis has been in charge of a tax commission that for years now has been looking in detail at every aspect of SARS work and the way in which we collect tax and put it to use to the public good in our country. One of the things that's being proposed is a lifestyle audit of wealthy South Africans, high net worth individuals. Justice Dennis Davis, in an interview that's covered in Business Day today, says that there is low hanging fruit there. We need to check whether these individuals are paying as much tax as they should. And he raises other issues about ways in which money is moving out of the country, including a mechanism called transfer pricing, which I don't always fully understand, but it's very clear that that's important. Well, to get a perspective on this, we're joined by Tracy Davies. We've had her on the show before. She's director at Just Share. Ms. Davies, welcome and thanks for your time.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
This speaks, doesn't it, to a bigger issue around inequality in South Africa, that if people are going to earn vast amounts of money, they at least need to pay the correct amounts of tax. Any sense of whether, in fact, they're not paying that amount of tax at the moment?
Well, clearly, if Dennis Davis has said that this is a question of low-hanging fruit, then I have, you know, the highest respect for him and his extraordinary research into this subject. I think one of the things we all understand is that SARS's capacity to investigate these issues and to follow up on these issues has been significantly undermined over the past decade, and so this is perhaps somewhere where they need to increase their capability. But, you know, any South African who is kind of sensitive to what's going on around us will understand that the underlying cause of so many of our ills and our social ills is our extreme inequality. And so this issue of tax avoidance, tax evasion, excessive pay, transfer pricing are all very relevant to how we tackle that issue in South Africa.
So transfer pricing is when companies, I'm putting it in its boldest and most simplistic terms as I understand it, is they move money out to divisions offshore. They do that to reduce the tax burden of the parent company. This is not just a South African problem, but a global problem. Any idea how this could be dealt with better? Because I think underlying the problem is some of those transfers to entities abroad are virtually shells. They don't do much in the company.
Exactly, and that's it's become a huge issue even in places, for example, you know, like the UK, where huge amounts of money are transferred offshore to so-called tax havens. And we know that this happens in South Africa. We know that a lot of the multinational companies operating here and listed here might be involved in transfer pricing. I don't have any personal experience of it myself, but certainly anecdotally, it's understood that this happens because it happens everywhere and because it's really quite easy to do because there's so little oversight from the regulator. So there's been very little research done into how to tackle transfer pricing, very little, I think probably, very little understanding of how it works because it is complicated. And that means that, you know, civil society hasn't really tackled this issue. But potentially, you know, if there are hundreds of millions or billions of rands being sent offshore to avoid tax, to avoid paying tax here, then that, you know, that should be a kind of really obvious place for government to start looking.
Some people might say, the real problem lies with the way government spends the revenue that it gets, and that the issue is not the shortfall in the tax collected, but the fact that money that comes in simply either gets nicked or in many instances no value for money is secured or not insufficient value for money is secured. Is that a valid point to make, and that government with its limited investigative capacity might well be looking in the wrong place?
Of course, that is a line of argument that all South Africans can relate to. And certainly the looting that has taken place of public coffers over the past while is an extraordinarily frustrating thing for everyone who pays tax. But it's also a hide into nothing, because if we keep saying we're not going to pay tax, we're going to avoid paying tax because the government doesn't spend it properly, you know, the government doesn't get an opportunity to show that it can spend that money in a more appropriate way. And I think there's certainly a lot of optimism that we're no longer in that situation where you almost felt like every tax rand was going, you know, somewhere that it shouldn't be going. So fundamentally, paying tax is the law, right?
Yes.
You have to pay the tax that you are required to pay according to your earnings. Evading tax is a crime. And so, you know, kind of tackling a crime with a crime, I would argue, is not the best way. out of our difficulties. But on top of that, you know, you've also got people who, the ultra high net worth individuals that Dennis Davis's article focused on. Now, these are people who are either earning more than 7 million rand a year, or who are worth, kind of have a net wealth of more than 75 million rand a year.
Right.
These are super rich people, you know. And those people have, in most, if not all instances, become super rich off the back of the South African economy, and often off the back of lax regulation, to be perfectly honest with you, and the lack of oversight by institutional investors who've really allowed executive pay in particular to run rampant, you know.
To jump in on what you just said, I mean, you're saying they got rich off the back of the South African economy. Some people might argue that they are the backbone of the South African economy, that they have built that economy, and that if we tax them to the point where they start feeling pain in their vitals, they might say, well, let me go and do this somewhere else.
Of course, they are huge contributors to the economy, but it's not a one-sided game, right?
Yes.
Corporations exist in an ecosystem, in a society, and the democratic society that we live in, for all its faults, much of which has been defended by civil society and by the courts and the judiciary, you know, that's a system that allows capitalism to function in the way that it functions. And, you know, you may be the most outstanding CEO in the world, and you may be the most effective person on earth, and you may be worth
right.
huge amounts of money, but that doesn't mean that no one else has contributed to your success, right? We live in a society that if we want to make it better, you know, we all have to contribute to that. And the fact that you are a very rich person should not take you out of that realm of mutual contribution.
Thanks very much. Tracy Davies. Well, she's raising many, many interesting points there. Dennis Davis and the Tax Commission is calling for lifestyle audits for wealthy South Africans. They may not, he hasn't drawn a firm conclusion on it, and they may not be paying as much tax as they should. What do you think? Is that a valid pursuit, or is that going to discourage entrepreneurs and people of vision and people who create companies, yes, get wealthy, but create prosperity for others as well? Is it going to discourage them from doing their thing? 011-883-0702 if you have a thought on that.